You know, the right seems to be winning these days, and the Pinkles seem to be getting pushback, and that makes me happy. It gives me a very happy day. I'm as happy as a penguin in an ice bucket. I gotta say, there's hope now, because I think we're going to win. We're going to win in November, and with that, I think we will push out into other countries, because Trump, he's an intimidating force. He'll say, hey, you left-wing wacko guys, listen up. Here we gotta run a better nation, better country, better world. Global. Y'all want global? Let's have global on the right. Let's do global the right way and smack, smack, and get out of my way, because we want freedom. We want all kinds of things that only the right-wing capitalist people, the freedom lovers of the world, can bring. And so you need a leader. You need somebody to kind of, I don't know, a mentor maybe, and that would be Trump. So we can only hope. Back to that ice bucket. We're having a happy day. Let me go way back to another day, many, many years ago, September 21st. I don't have the year here. For some strange reason, I had this in an old file, September 21. So it's all about the Monica Lewinsky thing with then President Clinton, and some of the things that he said. It's worth saying again, because the left, they springboard from a conversation, they springboard from a point, and they come up with craziness just to distract and make everybody baffled. And it seems to work. This is what the press said. So, Mr. Clinton, blah, 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 you know, you're doing bad things. I mean, you contended that you were never really alone with Mrs. or Ms. Lewinsky. And this is what Clinton said. That depends on how you define alone. There were times when no one could see us, but we were never alone. And then he goes on to say, I didn't think we were alone ever. And then he was asked another statement. He said, did you have sex of any kind in any manner? You know, is there any proof or substance to that with this woman? And Clinton replied, it depends on what the meaning of the word is means. If is means is and never has been, that's one thing. But if is means another, then there's none. And that's a completely true statement. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, that was written down. The president of the United States of America spoke like that. I mean, they take courses. Every politician takes a course, a video course. It's called How Not to Answer a Question. What time is it? And 10 minutes later, you're wondering what day it is, because they never answered. And they're taught for that, right? I mean, I wish I was in charge of this country. The first thing I would do is I'd say, you can't run for election if you take that stupid course about how to be stupid. Duh. But I got to tell you, alcohol makes people look better. And when I look at all the past and the present politicians, the people, the leaders, I want to drink. Brr. Drink lots and lots. Now, July 1st. 2024. California puts a tax on firearms and ammunition, anything related to a gun, I think. It's an excise tax. It's another 11%. You know, it's bad enough now. You got background checks, and even to buy ammo, and you got to sit in one gun a month or whatever it is, and on, it's onerous. And the CRPA and other agencies, associations in the state are always suing and often winning, most often actually, because the Democrats in power break the rules all of the time. Now, to come up with this new tax, 11%, that's in addition, as I said, to all these other taxes that already exist. California's people are taxed to death. Why is that? Why are they doing that? A gun is a product. Ammunition is a product. I mean, we have fireworks, we have cars and trucks and so many other products. They didn't get hit with an additional 11%. It was only, this is an exclusive club, I guess, it's only for guns and ammo and related products, again, I think, to the firearm business. What is that? I mean, that's just wrong. I mean, it's just wrong, wrong, wrong. Ah, it's prejudice too, isn't it? I think some left-wing wacko would say that, but you know, guns, boomity-boom, love is the answer, but own a gun just in case. Hey, just saying. Now, talking about things with racism and so on, let's talk about Caitlin Clark. Famous girl, she's got me interested in watching basketball, and I didn't care about her before. She's a great player, great person. She's white, she's straight, the cha-cha, she's got a boyfriend, name it. She's kind of it, okay? But people don't like that. Some people, at least. The LA Times, kind of a left-wing newspaper, I should call them a rag because that's really what they are. She said that, a writer said, Clark's success draws questions of race and equality. And really? Firstly, the league is 70% black players, 70%. Almost a third of the players are lesbian. So you now have a white girl who is straight and kind of goes against the tide, I guess. And this writer goes on to say that you people are trying to erase black women from the league. Really? You got one girl that's coming to start with it. Wow, where do these people come from? Under some rock? They talk about this all the time. Racism, blah. And then you have a socialist member of Chicago City Council, and she says, you know, punishing criminals is racist. I want to defund the police, and I want to have this critical race theory in school and just do all this kind of stuff. And you people are a bunch of racist, and it's all about white power and you know, hey, you know, the whole world favors white people, she goes on to say. I go to many places and I'm the only white face in the room. I mean, white power, I missed it because a lot of things have happened that white power didn't have anything to do with. Boy, oh boy, she's a racist. And hey, baby, go to Cuba. You should be exiled. Go to Africa. Go somewhere. Get out of our country. Rah! And then you got the Democrat Party. Everything's about race with them. If you say anything out of line to them, which normally is not a line, they say you're a racist. That's kind of what they do. And then you have this representative, is it Cortez? She's one of the squad people, you know, sharp as a marble kind of person. And she says that roads, bridges, and communities are built to be racist. Of course they are. This is a bad thing, she says. This is a weight to living in communities that are designed to be disconnected. It affects your life, your social life, your business life. It affects everything. And the community was designed to do that because of bridges. And when you disconnect and dispower me, you're a racist. Oh, another one, a ticket, Cuba, Venezuela. Talk like that doesn't make any sense. The starting thing is, though, some people read that and they jumble up the words and put them in there somewhere in all that vacant space. And they come up with something that is similar. And they buy into it. They drink the Kool-Aid, Pied Piper stuff. It's shocking. How do we stop that? I don't know. Dumb as forever. But we can help. We can help by talking and nice talking, not calling them names like I do sometimes because I get exasperated and I'm trying to help, I guess. So let's all do that. Y'all come back. See ya.